Radio Eagle, das Campusradio an der PH Steiermark.
Buenos días.
Buonasera.
Bon dia. Hello everyone and welcome to today's special episode. We are Marta and Judith and you're listening to Radio Eagle.
Today we have something very exciting. We are a group of Erasmus students who are spending their semester here in Graz. We will talk about our expectations, surprises, daily life, university experiences, give some tips, and of course, some funny Erasmus stories.
So let's start by getting to know our special guest. Could you please introduce yourselves and say where you come from?
Ciao, my name is Irene and I come from Italy, from Milan.
Buona tarda, I'm Silvia Cumellas and I come from Catalonia. And it's in a little town called Sagaz.
Hola, yo soy Carlota. I'm Carlota and I'm from Barcelona.
Hola, my name is Dunia and I come from a town in Catalonia.
Hola, my name is Claudia and I come from Canary Island in Spain.
Hola, my name is Paula and I also come from Canary Island in Spain.
Hola, my name is Carla and I come from Gran Canaria, Canary Islands, Spain.
Hola, I'm Ana. I'm from Castilla-La Mancha in Spain.
Hola, Dicona. My name is Ona. I'm from Barcelona, a city near a college Sabadell in Catalonia.
Hi, my name is Jan. I'm from Catalonia, from a small village that's called Barbens.
Okay, so first of all, we're going to talk about the first impressions. So the big question, why did you decide to choose Graz? What made it to choose Graz for your Erasmus city?
In my experience, I had some destinies, but I chose Graz because it was a beautiful city. And also I was told that it was a student city, so I could get to know a lot of people here. And also I knew some girls who had gone the last year and they told me it was a really good experience here.
As Dunia said, Graz is a student city, so I wanted to be in this kind of environment. Also, I chose Graz because I didn't want a very large city like Vienna. I wanted a place where that I could get to know in the time I'm staying here. So that's the main reason.
I choose because there's a lot of people that recommend me. So I think that it's a good option. And also they tell me that the education for teacher here, it's quite good. So I want to try it.
And apart from what they said, I also chose it because it's a central location and I liked it to visit other places in Europe.
That's great. So we would also like to know, what were your expectations about Graz? And once you were here, did these expectations become real or did you find anything different for what you expected?
In my case, I didn't know Graz before I came to Erasmus, but when I knew that it was in Austria and I have a really good expectation about the country, and once here I really enjoy and I'm enjoying a lot, and I would like to stay the whole year, but it's not possible, but I like it a lot that I would maybe live here sometime.
Well, my expectations are fully completed because some girls of the last year told me that it was a student city. We can visit a lot of places here in Graz and the people are lovely and funny. And it's completely true. I visit a lot of things, a lot of countries, and I spend a good time with my friends here and my colleagues. And it was so fun, Graz, yeah.
I expected to visit a lot of things around Austria and around the zone and to improve my English, and I think that I'm doing this.
In my case, I thought that it would be a bigger city, but I like it this way. I think that it's not so big, but it's very beautiful. I like it better.
I think that Graz is a really beautiful city, family friendly, and the public transport is really well here in comparison with Spain. And I like a lot because I have a lot of countries near and I can go by train or by public transport.
Okay, that's great. But now, could you tell me some not so good points about Graz, maybe, or some differences that you've seen between Italy or Spain about prices, maybe the temperature?
Yeah, I was going to talk about prices because before coming here, I was told that it was more expensive city than mine. So once I arrived here, I could prove that it's true. But I thought it would be a bigger difference than in Spain. It's more expensive, but not like 3 or 4 times more.
I also thought about the early closing times of the supermarkets, and it happened to me the first day when I arrived. I had to go directly to buy some things because it was closing everything early, and also on Sundays nothing is open, and I'm not used to that in my city.
I want to talk about the weather. It's very similar to Italy, but I don't like cold, and in winter is very cold here, so I don't like very much.
I was also afraid of being too cold, but it's been nice until, well, the past 2 weeks I have been more cold, but I can't take it.
Another thing that I was worried about was the language, because I don't know the German language. So once I arrived here, I could prove that people here also mostly speak English, so the communication is able here, so I can communicate with nearly everyone.
You mentioned some interesting points about the language. Are you now more used to the language? Do you communicate in German?
Well, we have German classes, so we can learn like basic German, how to communicate, maybe a basic communication in the supermarket, and also getting to know new people, like what's your name, or some sentences like that. So I think that we have improved our German.
And what about the food? Have you already tried some specialties about Vienna, Graz, or Austria in general?
I don't know about the Kaisermark, and I try it here, and I like a lot with all the types and sauces that it is.
I tried the Spätzle, and I love them, also the Wiener Schnitzel, but I really don't like Kraft that are everywhere, and I don't like.
It was fun to listen to your first experiences. Now we will talk about university, but before that, let's have a little music break. Welcome back. Let's move to the academic part of the Erasmus, because yes, all of us study. So tell us a little bit about your experiences. Anything different from Spain or Italy?
Yeah, I think that if we compare to Spain, there are here more subjects because they give them less credits for each subject. But in Spain, there are less like 5 subjects in one semester. And the schedule is like every day we have one subject, and here it's really different. And every week change the time lapse.
As Ona said, we have a lot of difference in the schedule. Also, I think that here we have like only 4 classes for each subject, and in Spain we have the same subject for 4 months, and I think that this is quite different from Spain. And also that in Spain we have final exams, and here we don't have.
What about you, Irene? It's in Italy the same?
Yes, also in Italy we have 3 or 4 subjects for semester, and here it's very different. Also, like Ona said, the credits are different because in Italy my exams are 8 or 9 credits, and here they are 2 or 3, but I really like being more in the work.
Perfect. So now, could you tell us about the ITC program that you are taking and explain what it's about?
I like that it has a lot of practical work instead of theoretical work, like it would be in Barcelona, for example. And I also like that we work about different subjects. It's a mix of technology, creativity, and communication, I would say, and I like that.
Yeah, as you said, I also like that there are a lot of group work in the class, so we get to know each other faster. And I think that the topics we treat, they are really interesting and useful for us.
And the relationship with your professors, how is it? Could you tell us about it?
I think that it's really good. I think that it's in part is because we have like a Erasmus class, so the teachers are always the same, the people are always the same, and it's like a very tiny class. So I think that it's very, very good that the teachers are very close to us, and they worry a lot. They want us to learn and get out our best. So I think that it's in general very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with Claudia, because in Italy in the course we are more than 500, so we are very a lot, and now we are 22, so it's very easy for us make friendship also between us, but also between the teachers.
And what about the relationship with your classmates?
Well, the first week we did a welcome weekend. We spent whole weekend with all of us, with all the colleagues, and we have a good time doing get to know activities, a trip also, and we spent a good time, and yeah. I have fun with that.
Where was this welcome weekend?
We went to Fürstenfeld. That's a village next to Graz, and it was so fun.
Good, good. There are some subjects or courses that you find more interesting or more difficult, or that you didn't expect to study.
I think that one subject that is difficult but more entertaining is the German courses, because I think that we're in Austria, it speaks German, and I think that it's cool to learn this language.
We also have an interesting subject, which is language tandem, which you have to be in pairs and you learn the language of the other person. So I think that it's really interesting to have this exchange of cultural and language aspects.
I'm also doing some subjects with people from here, like gymnastics and choir, and I think they are really fun subjects that I wouldn't have at my university back home. So I really enjoy them, and also meeting people from here is really nice.
And I think it's really interesting that we do a lot of subjects that we can compare the different education in our countries, and I think it's really interesting to get to know another education.
So doing class that is called a school placement, so we have to do like an internship here, and I think that this is really fun for us because we go to a real school here in Graz, and we are doing classes even, and I think that this is very useful for us because we have the opportunity to see how the school works here and even teach, and I think that this is really good for us.
Mm-hmm. I like that you mentioned the school placement. I would like to know more experiences about it. Where do you do it? What's your experience? Do you like it? Is it different from back home?
I really enjoy it. I don't have that much time than in Spain when I do internship there, but I really enjoy it because it's a really different relationship between students and teachers here. And also in my case, I'm in a multicultural classroom, and not also I have the more or less the Austria experience that I also can connect with different students that come from literally a lot of different countries.
Great. How about you, Paula?
For me, it's quite difficult because most of the students in the class only know German, so it's difficult for me to communicate with them. But I think that I was learning a lot of things about how they teach here and how they teach in a multicultural class.
Instead, I am in a bilingual school, so the kids can speak German, but also English. And for me, it's very easy to speak with them because they can understand me without problems.
In my case, it's similar of Paula, because my students also speak German and I don't know German, so the communication at sometimes is really difficult, but it's good time to learn also how to communicate without speaking German. And also the interaction with the kids, I think that it's really interesting, and also the educational system here.
Well, in my case, the first class was a little bit strange because we were at the back of the class and we were just observing the kids and the teacher. And when we spent some days, we start doing classes and interacting with the children, we only in English and in some German that we learn in class. But during the days, you will have the love of the kids and it's a super reward.
In my case, as some of my colleagues have said, it's difficult to communicate with the children, but I think it's been a great opportunity to learn more German. I think it's forced myself to learn some sentences or some basic words so I can talk to them and try to explain them things so I can be useful in the classroom. I also am going with Carlotta to the same school. We're going to the Wandeldorf Volksschule. So, and as she knows German very well, she can help me out, and it's nice.
So it seems that in general, both in university and school placement, you've had a really good experience, but have you faced any challenge in university or in school placement? You already told about the language barrier, but mostly in university, have you faced any challenge?
I would not say a challenge, but maybe a big change comparing it to Spain is the schedule, because in Spain we have like a fixed schedule every week, at least in my university. And here every week changes the hours and the days we have to go to university, but it's about adapting to everything, and we have a Studo app where we can search the classes of every week. So I think that with this app is really useful and we can get used to it.
I think that also another thing that it's very different is the time that we spend in class, because the classes here are much longer, because we have like maybe 3 hours of class. In Spain has a maximum of 2 hours, and we think that it's a lot. So here it's sometimes a little bit difficult to get attention for that long.
Awesome. So now we will have another music break, and after we will talk about the plans and lifestyle here in Graz.
Please do it again.
Y ahora parlarem de la vida fuera de la universitat.
Ahora hablaremos de la vida fuera de la universidad.
E adesso parleremo delle vostre vite fuori dall'università.
Okay, so now let's talk about your life outside university. Tell us about your favorite things to do here in Graz.
The first thing we did and we visited here in Graz was the clock tower in Schlossberg, because it's like the main important thing here in Graz. It's true that it has too many stairs, like 200, and I think, but you can go walking or you can take the lift, and also you can go with the funicular, so there are options in case you don't want to walk a lot, but it's worth it because it's very beautiful.
I totally agree, Schlossberg at sunset is very beautiful. Another thing I love is going ice skating. In my home time, I don't usually go, and here we can go at least once a month. And it's nice because with the music and with the friends, it's you can have a really nice time.
And also at this time of the year, visiting the Christmas markets with friends is really beautiful, and with the lights, and there are a lot of different Christmas markets.
I think that if you come here, you should visit the Christmas market, as Carlota said, because in Spain we don't have it, and it's incredible to see it and also to drink some hot drinks, and I think it will be nice to try it.
Another thing that it's incredible here, it's how much you can travel, because we haven't even get a plane. We have been in many places, but just using like the train or the bus, we have visited half Europe, and only with the buses, and I think that that is really nice, and it's very different from our hometown.
Which countries have you visited?
Yeah, in my case, I spent a day in Salzburg, which is super cool, and there are lots of things to see. And then we linked it up to go to Munich, to the Oktoberfest, which was really a treat, and I recommend it 100%, because you can have a great time with your friends and meet also new people, and also drink a lot of beer. Yeah.
We are also visit Hungary. Mm-hmm. We are going to Prague this weekend. We have visit Croatia,
Slovenia.
And also we have seen some cities here in Austria, like Innsbruck, Salzburg, or Vienna. Mm-hmm. In Hallstatt.
Yes, Vienna is very beautiful. The Christmas market in Vienna are something magical.
As Carlota said, Ona and I highly recommended Hallstatt, that is a small town near here that is beautiful as well as cheap, because it's in the border. And we especially recommend going in winter when it snows and in Christmas.
We have also visited Budapest and Praga, which are also very beautiful cities, and you can get there by bus or by train. And we especially recommend it at Christmas, because there are a lot of Christmas markets and it's really nice to see it.
Wow, that's really awesome that you had the opportunity to see so many places of Europe. And have you any incoming trips before Christmas break or maybe after? Could you tell us about it?
Yes, as we said before, this weekend some of us we are going to Praga in Czech Republic. We are going like 3-4 days to visit also the Christmas market and its environment. And also in my case, I'm going before Christmas to Poland in some cities, and I think that it will be very great in winter.
Yes, Anna and I, this weekend we are going to Istanbul and Sofia by plane, and I think it's going to be really nice too.
That's really great to hear that you have traveled that much and that you are planning other trips. But let's talk more about Graz. What can you do here? For example, what about nightlife? Have you...
I'm
do
sure
you go
you
to
have
party?
Well, in our experience, the party here is on Wednesday and also Friday and Saturday. And most days we start hanging out with people in our dorm. And then we usually go to some bar like Shine Bar and maybe another one the other days. But I think that it's a really good idea to hang out here with your friends and also the nightlife.
Is there any differences from Spain or Italy? I'm pretty sure that some different things about the nightlife, maybe.
In Barcelona, I'm used to going to clubs more, but here we go more to bars or things like that. But it's also great, and also doing just parties at the dorm is really nice because we know everyone. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And I also think that a big difference is the timing, because in Spain, the parties start at maybe at 12 or 1 o'clock, and here you have to go earlier because it starts at 10 or something like this. And here the planning is like we have a pre-party in our dorm mostly, and then we go to the Chamber or Kotulinski, and it's so fun.
Yes, the timing are different also in Italy, because I don't like to go to the disco very much, but the few times I went, I started my evening party at 11, and here at 11 o'clock people are sleeping.
Talking about the timing, I think that it's very difficult to go out like very late because of the transport, because in the night, like very late, you don't have how to go to many places because things don't work at that time. So I think that difficult like to go out very late too. Mm-hmm.
That's great. So now let's talk a little bit about your anecdotes or experiences here. Do you have any funny anecdote that you would like to share with us?
Well, I'm gonna start. The first days we were here, we didn't know a lot how the public transport went here. So we didn't have experiences moving here, and we wanted to go to a lake because the weather was really fine. And we took a train, and we thought that it was the last stop, but in fact it was the first one. So once we arrived the last stop, like 1 hour later, we realized that we were like 9 hours walking to the lake, so we were nearly in Slovenia. So we go down of the train and took the other one who went to Graz. So we arrived a little bit late, but it was a fun experience.
Any other fun experience? Maybe in the welcome weekend something happened.
I have an experience the first time we arrived here. We miss our bags, and we were in the airport like for 6 hours waiting for our bags came from Spain. This is like very sad for us, but now we laugh a lot about this experience.
Well, this is a funny experience. The other day I went to throw out the trash in my dorm, and when I went down, the door of the trash room closed, was locked, and I was trapped inside like about 15 or 20 minutes inside. And then I sent a WhatsApp like in the dorm group, and a roommate came down to open it to me, and it was laughing all the time, and it was so funny.
So a tip would be to grab your phone if you go to the trash room, right?
Yes, of course. Don't leave your phone at your dorm.
Anyone would like to share another funny anecdote or experience?
Yes, well, during the welcome weekend that we mentioned earlier, the second night we decided to go to the restaurant to have to play some cards and have a nice time with all our friends. And it was pretty late, but as we have another timetable, we decided to stay there until 12. And when we wanted to go to sleep, we found out that all the doors were closed. So we had to, we started running through all of the doors, and all were closed. And at the end, we found one of the doors
outside.
Yes, outside, and we could enter. But we were afraid that we would have.
We thought we were sleeping in the buffet.
Radio Igel, das Campusradio
an der Pädagogischen Hochschule Steiermark.
Live auf radioigel.at.
Now that you have experience living in Graz, what recommendations will you do to future students that come here on Erasmus?
Well, I think that when you already have your destination, the first thing you must find is your dorm or your residence. We were exploring through the internet and we found OEAD, that is like a company that has different dorms. I think it has one in Neubagaz, in Neutorgaz, and in Stergasse. And in my case, I'm in the Esztergasse one, and I think it's the smallest one of the three, but I really enjoy my time here. It's, you have everything you need, and I find it more familiar. And I think Jan is in another one. Maybe you can talk about it.
Yeah, Carla, I am in Neotogas, and it is a very large residence. We have a lot of students for a lot of countries and also people who live there. As we said, this residence is in the city center. So my advice to you is, it's important that you reserve your place in the residence because with time, because as I said before, the city is a student city, so there is a lot of demand with that residence, and this is my advice.
Also, I have to say that all the residents have like a really good connection with tram and with bus. So it's not like the typical residents that are far away from the center. And I think that as students that we want to enjoy the city, it's a really nice point.
I want to appoint the things that Jan said. It's very important that you book the residence in advance. Since, for example, Anna and I stayed out of the residence that they offered. And we had to look other less economical, but it's also good.
But we are very happy with our choice. Lumis is a resident with a lot of places to hang out with friends, cinema, gym, party room. There are many international students too, and we don't have to share a chicken or a bathroom. A kitchen, sorry. And we have also the transport near the residence to go to the city center.
I live in a Habit flat that is behind the main train station, and they are flat at all effects. I have my kitchen, my bathroom personal that I can share only with my roommate. It's very nice. The only negative thing is it is quite far from the university, so I spend 30 minutes to arrive by metro.
That's great. Now that we have some advices about the dorm, could you tell us some advices about maybe transport?
Yes, if I can recommend anything, it's to buy the top ticket, that it's a car that allows us to travel in the public transport. So if you come to Graz, come with 200 euros, save up, because that is what the car costs. And it gives you many advantages, not only travel around the city, also for it's useful for the Styria region.
This top ticket is for 6 months, and then you can go, like Paula says, to Styria, and then you can go to many places like Hallstatt, for example, very cheap. And we also went to Admont, that has a beautiful library, and you can go for free with this ticket. And we also paid like 20 euros in OVB for the trains, and then you have like the 50% in every train, so this is really nice to travel, and I think that is very, very important too.
Yeah, and another card which is really important is the SN, which is an Erasmus card for students that are in Erasmus, and it costs 10 euros in cash, and you go to Uni Grad or the TU Grad, and you can do it, and it brings a lot of discounts, and they also organize a lot of activities or trips that you can get to know a lot of people. And for the discounts, the most important ones, I think, from our experiences are the Flixbus and also Ryanair discounts, which is really useful for traveling.
Yes, with Flixbus, we have done a lot of cheap trips, and it's always really nice to go to zones like near here over the night or places that are near, and you get the discount.
So we are reaching the end of the program, so let's get a little bit reflective. How do you think Erasmus is changing your perspective of things?
I think we are growing up alone, but also together, and we are became more independent than 2 months ago.
Yeah, another thing I think from my experience, it's also that it forces you to be open, to get to know new people, and also to create these bonds that will probably stay for years, I hope. And I have to say that here the friendships, it's like they grow up faster than normal, because you are all the day with a lot of people in the dorm, in class, or in the street. So I think that you can bring a lot of strong friendships from here.
And I think that it's an experience that everyone should have, because it's really nice and you grow a lot, and I don't want it to end.
I think it's a very social experience, and it's nice because you get to know a lot of amazing people, at least in our experiences. I think this helps you gain some confidence and also independence, just being with other people but also alone. And I've discovered many ways of seeing things with these people.
I also think that it's a wonderful experience. It's once in a lifetime that you're here in your 20s and travel around Europe with all of your friends. And since it's like a short time, you do a lot and you are always doing things because you have this time and that's it. So I think that it's a really nice opportunity.
So if anyone is thinking if to take part on an Erasmus, you have already heard wonderful things about it, so don't think about it and go on Erasmus. Okay, so now, if you had to describe your Erasmus experience in one sentence, what would it be and why?
I think that for me, Erasmus is an unforgettable journey of growth and friendship, and also discovering both the world, but also myself.
So thank you all so much for sharing your experiences. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here today.
To everyone listening, if you have the chance to go on Erasmus, do it. Grad has clearly given us a lot of unforgettable experiences. So, muchas gracias. Moltes gracias.
Molte grazie.
Thank you very much for listening to us.
Radio Igel. Radio Igel, das Campusradio an der PH Steiermark.